Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Now, today, I want to talk to you about something real serious. We're talking about the end of the world. We're talking about the Antichrist rising up from the carcass of Twitter. That's right. We're going to talk about Elon Musk, everyone's favorite nerd. Yeah, I think he's the Antichrist, honestly. We're talking about Elon Musk. But really what we're talking about is symbolism. We're talking about the symbolism of the letter X. Sounds boring, but I assure you, by the end of this, you're going to be clutching your pearls. You're going to be thumping your Bible. You're going to be going to church. You're going to be saying your prayers, training and vitamins with the Hawkster. Why are we talking about it? Well, let's talk about what happened. Twitter, this is according to NBC News, Twitter has officially rebranded to X after owner Elon Musk changed its iconic bird logo Monday, marking the latest major shift since his takeover of the social media platform. The website Twitter.com remained live, and branding on the app version of the platform did not appear to change, blah, blah, blah. Twitter's world-renowned bird logo was transformed into an X, however. Musk tweeted Sunday that the idea of changing the logo to X was to embody the imperfections in us all that make us unique. And soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds. Now, this might be the dumbest thing he's ever done. He's done a lot of dumb things, and I would argue this is the dumbest. You already know I don't like Elon Musk. You already know this, okay? I think he is a silver spoon baby, and I don't think he's as intelligent as the world is trying so hard to convince us of. And I think this is more proof of why. I mean, look, and we're going to come back to that in the conclusion. He's got motivations for this, and I've got my reasons of why this is stupid. We'll talk about that more in the conclusion. That's more soapboxy, all right? And I did a Most Evil Nerds countdown show over there on Breaking Social Norms. It's a podcast I do with my normie wife. Some of you love it. Some of you hate it. And that's okay. It's a different format. It's conversational. It's very opinionated. And, you know, my wife's a fierce Greek woman. And a lot of people don't like that. So, hey. But anyways, I did a Most Evil Nerds countdown. You can guess where Elon landed. I'm going to tell you this right now. He landed really high. So let's talk about this Twitter symbol. It's an X, right? So it's, you've probably seen it. It's obviously an X with two diagonals. Well, one of them is a sort of widened diagonal, which apparently is the Unicode character for X. That's a writing standard in software, which makes sense because Elon Musk is kind of nerdy, right? Now, and he has motivations for the X. He's obsessed with the letter. We'll come back on the conclusion for more on that, all right? But let's, for now, journey back to 2015. We're going back to the archives of the IlluminatiWatcher.com blog that is no more. I still have the website, and I post podcast stuff and links and all, and an index for every episode of the podcast. Because if you want to go back in time, maybe you're new, you can go to the podcast index and search for keywords. You'll find it. Okay. But I still have the article up for Decoding Illuminati Symbolism, The Mark of the Beast X. And I'll put the link in the show notes. You can read it. This is all the information on it, though. I'm going to talk you through it, all right? But if you want to go deeper into detail, that post will have more for you because I kept up a handful of blog posts about the Decoding Illuminati Symbolism series. So, on the article, we talk about various meanings for the symbol of X, the letter X. And first and foremost, before we just start saying X is illuminate, confirm on everything, Christ himself, sometimes the X symbolizes him defeating death. Defeating death by death, they say. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the occult uses of the term, of the letter, of the symbol. And Text Mars is one great resource I used for this research. And Tex Mars claims that the X is a symbol used to activate subconscious programming. And psychoanalyst Carl Jung, a Gnostic we referenced many times, he talks about the collective unconscious, which I translate as a connective web, that we are all sort of in touch with each other. It's a perennial philosophy. The ecology of the film Avatar is one example, right? We're all connected. You always hear that. So that's the Carl Jung collective unconscious. Now, X, for the first sort of section is X as the symbol of transformation. That's one meaning of the letter. And a resource I used to research that topic is going to be Tex Mars's Codex Magica. All right. In this book, he cites a Freemason, who's a very well-decorated Freemason named Jim Tresner, and an article from the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry Journal in which they detail X as the symbol of transformation. So this is a Freemasonic concept, if you're following, right? And in Freemasonry, the initiate goes through various degrees, various rituals, before attaining their next rank. They're on this journey of enlightenment. When you get to the 17th degree, which is curious because of the letter Q is the 17th letter, and we talked about QAnon and all that, and the number 17 related to that. We talked about that a few years ago. Well, the 17th degree is conferred upon an initiate, and that is considered the transformation ritual. They reference the crossing of cordons, so they form an X, and that's the Freemasonic initiation ritual. And it marks the transformation of spiritual power into what they call the law of love. And that's interesting because that sounds a lot like Aleister Crowley's Do What Thou Wilt, right? He talks about love as the law, love under will. That's the law of Thelema, his religion. And it should also be noted that Crowley's Star of Babylon symbol, which is his logo for Thelema, has an X and an O at the top center, if you look at it. Now, the cordons in the Freemasonic transformation ceremony are an X, and they're depicted as black and white, symbolism for, of course, duality, right? These various groups are always referencing the duality. It's the idea of joining opposing polarities to find a new equilibrium. So, when you look at the as above, so below sort of hermetic axiom of the initiate, they are on the microcosm and the universe is on the macrocosm. So when you have this sort of duality depiction, it's change of a candidate is the change on the universal level as well. They can change the world. A magical concept. And you see this idea of opposing polarities with like the Baphomet, right? The goat with the bobs. And so on. And I go into more detail in the article. I'm gonna skip some of it because it's a long article, all right? Now, the transformation of man being symbolized with a Freemasonic X is an interesting idea when you look at the superheroes, the X-Men. Those represent a transformed man, human, into a mutant with superpowers, which, of course, if you listen to my lecture on the symbolism of superheroes and the origin of that, how they are all occult references. Next, let's move on to X as the symbol of death. Another theory in the meaning of X is that of death. And when we're talking about death in terms of initiation rituals, the initiate goes on this death and rebirth ritual, and it's a journey into the unknown. Tex Mars says that symbolically, the Egyptian deity Osiris uses this because you see it in the pyramids of Egypt and on temples and such. And you find pharaohs buried with their arms and legs crossed in devotion to Osiris. Also, we talked, speaking of QAnon and the letter Q and the number 17. The Osiris resurrection ritual is held every inauguration of every president in Washington, D.C. at the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry Jurisdiction Lodge. You also see the symbolism of X in cartoons as a symbol of death when they put an X over the eyes of the cartoon character, right? Or you hear the phrase, cross my heart and hope to die. That's another symbol. And like many traditions, you find that we heavily borrowed from these Egyptian themes, because when you put a person in a casket, oftentimes you cross the arms. So there's a lot of overlapping Freemasonic Egyptian symbolism sort of baked into pop culture stuff right now. In fact, in the Royal Arch Master's degree, the first sign is that of crossing the hands over the chest, which says the initiate will be penalized with death if they reveal the secrets. And then, of course, you've got the Yale Secret Society, the Skull and Bones, which they go through their own death and rebirth ritual initiations in the coffin. Now let's go into the darker realm, X as the mark of the beast. This is the last explanation. This one's a little bit more in depth, all right? To better explain it, I'll have to go more in depth on some of these ideas here. Let's talk about the unknown first. One aspect of X is to symbolize the entrance to the unknown. We already talked about that. You see it in television shows like The X-Files, adding to the paranormal, the mystery, all that stuff, right? The hidden. There's also the planet X of Nibiru when you get into Zechariah Sitchin and the ancient astronaut theorists. We also see X referring to the unknown by philosopher René Descartes, as well as an algebra. It's an unknown variable. That's the first one is X, and then you also have the Y variable, or any variable for that matter. But most people in the entry levels of mathematics, of algebra, X is the unknown variable. In fact, that's why they call the X-ray what they call it, what they label it as, because they didn't know what they were looking at upon its discovery. Next, you've got a lot of symbolism of Kabbalah, all right? If you're familiar with my work, then you're familiar with the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life. In terms of, which of course is Jewish mysticism, and the Tree of Life is depicted with as a tree, but there's 10 divine emanations, okay? 10 sephirot, which are characteristics of God. And the people who practice Kabbalah believe they can navigate through each of these emanations of God and reach the top, which is Keter, which is the heavens. And to approach this realm, you can go up three paths or three pillars. And there's actually 22 paths, if you, depending on how you go, but there's three paths up. You can go up the left side, the right side, or the center. And if you go up the center path, the practitioner goes from the bottommost sephirot, which is the earth or Malkuth, they go all the way up to Kether, to heaven. But to do so, they have to pass through the unseen realm, the unknown variable, Deoth. And this path is referred to as the G path, okay? Not G as in gangster, we're talking G as in Freemasonic Grand Creator, the compass and square. So when you take the center G path, the follower goes, or the initiate, will go through a realm known as the Abyss, which is the unknown realm in Deoth. Okay? Because Deoth is the hidden sephirot. And this path, this G path, is the pillar of consciousness. And the Abyss is the shortcut to the top, to reaching the topmost sephirot. In fact, in Libra 418, The Vision and the Voice, occultist Aleister Crowley detailed this journey through the Abyss using John Dee and Edward Kelly's Enochian magic ritual. And this book would go on to form the foundations of his Thelema belief system, where he describes the Scarlet Whore, a.k.a. the goddess of Thelema, Babylon, which again, as a reminder, the logo has the X on the top of it. And in the book, Crowley himself warns of entering the Abyss because the Abyss is guarded by the Dweller, the Corone Zone. Now, if you follow me on the Twin Peaks Grey Lodge series, you're going to find there's an episode of Twin Peaks where they talk about the Dweller. And that's what they're referencing. Now, in the blog, I go through the actual text where he talks about this, but I know we're going ultra deep today, so we're going to skip that part. Because if you're not already confused, you're going to be even more confused. But just take my word for it. It's in there. If you don't believe me, go to the website. The link will be in the show notes. Now, this is also why we see mention of the occult belief in the 66 fallen angels of the Klepoth. All right. My one red pill daddy, Freeman Fly, is the one that turned me on to all this stuff when he started talking about the mark of the beast being the X and the O. But to understand that, we got to take a different sort of journey through, okay? Because the Klepoth, they're in the realm that is the dark side, the shadow side of the Tree of Life in Kabbalah, similar to the Abyss. And if one traverses it, they would go insane because it requires the destruction of the ego before you approach this Caron's own character. That's as per Crowley, okay? Now, while you're in the Abyss, apparently there's this character named Typhon, who is the Lord of the Abyss. And at some point in the history of occult beliefs, Typhon is very similar to Nodens, or Poseidon, or Leviathan from the Bible. And look, if you get real technical about this, maybe some elements are off a little bit, but just know that the entities get conflated at some point, all right? In Revelation chapter 13, they talk about all this stuff, right? We're not going to read through the whole thing, but it talks about how the number of the beast is 666, all right? And it's interesting because in Kabbalah, the number 666 is used to represent the creation and the perfection of the world. Now, why would they use that specific number when the Bible calls it out specifically? Isn't that interesting? We're ultimately trying to explore the letter X, though, okay? So the letter X in Greek is C-H-I or C-H-I. I think C-H-I is the correct way to pronounce it, I believe. And he has a numeric equivalent of 600. So 666 is actually equal to XXX, all right? And also, in Roman numerals, X is equal to the number 10, the perfected number of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. Also, if you're on the Twin Peaks Grey Lodge with me, you're going to find out at a certain point in the story, this isn't a plot spoiler, that 10 is the number of completion. That's what they show you on Twin Peaks. Well, that comes from Kabbalah and the letter X, the unknown realm, the Black Lodge, if you will. So another idea of using the Tree of Life and the Sephirot is used to describe how God created the world. And it's believed that God uses the attributes of each pillar on the Tree of Life to, you know, zigzag up and down the Tree of Life to create the material world in which we live. Some people refer to this with the Hermetic axiom, as above, so below. They think that the universe can create a world for them in the material realm by conducting certain magic rituals. They're trying to change the world according to their own will. That's why they're obsessed with Kabbalah and ritual magic and all these sort of wacky ideas of the occult. They think they can climb this Tree of Life in a zigzag pattern, just like God did, so they can become gods as well. And this concept is oftentimes depicted as a lightning bolt, which, as you can tell, is more like the letter Z. And you see the lightning bolt in Crowley's Thelema Universal Hexagrams. Lots of people have this sort of lightning bolt Z shape tattooed on them. Johnny Depp, Marilyn Manson, Lenny Kravitz. I think D. Antwoord also has it. But anyways, going back to, because we're talking about entities, right? Nodens / Typhon, they appear throughout pop culture, okay? And Freeman Fly talked about what he called the spirit of Nodens, referenced in Kenneth Grant's book, Aleister Crowley and the Hidden God. Nodens, a.k.a. Typhon, is the lightning war god. And in the book, it claims that he flashed forth as lightning from the depths and formed a throne in the celestial realm, a seat of stone where the goddess was established. And the book, the Kenneth Grant book, talks about how the heart of Nodens' sigil is the same as that of the mark of the beast. And so he's saying the mark of the beast is a fusion of the X and the O, because the X and the O produces the lightning flash from the depths of Typhon or Nodens. And it's believed that the initiates, the initiates believe that if you can trigger the lightning from Leviathan, Nodens, Typhon, or whatever from the depths, this will initiate a sequence to establish the goddess in the skies, because the union of X and O is analogous to the union of the opposing polarities of male and female. It's a lot. I know it's a lot. You might have to listen to this episode twice. And then Freeman Fly, he went on to explain this process, which I translate as the reason why we see the X and the O oftentimes in pop culture. All right. And interesting enough, if you watch the 1927 film Metropolis, they create a transhuman false Maria character who the robot deceives the people so they can rebuild Babylon. You'll notice they show a fusion of the X and the O during the transformation process. They show like a lightning bolt as well. So also, well, we got a couple more things and then we're going to wrap it up. If you look at, there's a book called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Alchemy. I'm going to read you from it. It says, the cipher for the first matter can be shown in two orientations. Shown here as a cross inside a circle, it signifies the purified or rectified first matter. If it were shown as an X in a circle, it would have signified the chaotic or unrefined first matter. So the first matter, which is called prima materia in alchemy, that is primordial chaos. And in alchemy, you have to process the chaos. You have to bring order to the chaos, which is the slogan for, I believe, the 33rd degree of Freemasonry. So in alchemy, prima materia must be processed and refined through effort for spiritual development to occur. All right. So posting that symbol over and over charges up the power of the symbol for the initiate, according to, Eliphas Levi's magnetic chain theory. Look, I know if you're new to the show, you're like, what is he rambling on and on about? Well, you better start catching up. Like I always say, I ain't playing with you hoes anymore. We're going to keep on going deep down the path of the occult. Sometimes I like to zoom out and keep it real simple. Sometimes we like to go hard in the paint. We're going hard in the paint today. So there you go. That's a lot of strange activities. But then you've got numerology where X reduces to the number 6, which gives you, again, 666. So in conclusion, let's move back out. Let's look at Elon Musk one more time. In conclusion, from a business perspective, I think this seems really dumb. You're taking one of the most recognizable logos on the planet and you're just getting rid of it. I mean, the term tweet is baked right into it. And Elon wants you to call them X's, which is insanity. Now, there's something very ironic here, because what we're witnessing is the destruction of the bird. Okay, that's what Elon Musk said. He's going to get rid of all the birds. And we talked about this in my Twin Peaks Grey Lodge, Season 1, Episode 0, the pilot episode, Northwest Passage. We talked about how Ben Horn represents the material world, which is capitalism destroying Mother Nature, the Ghostwood National Forest. He wants to bring it down, right? And we talked about the powers of nature fighting back. And we talked about Michael Hoffman's book. Michael Hoffman said, man is alienated from nature by means of the Saturnian scythe, which symbolizes the sense of separation from God's natural creation that man experienced after the fall. Man began his peregrination away from Eden through his conceit that he would become as God. So it's man trying to become God, same old story, over and over again. So Elon Musk, I think, believes he can become God. He shows that many times. He's the world's richest man, after all. He's always manipulating crypto markets, and he has been seen with Ghislaine Maxwell. Maybe there's something there, maybe not. He wants to make a breakaway civilization to go to Mars. His grandfather was arrested for being a technocrat, which is what all of the sort of geopolitical geopolitical conspiracy theorists believe that that's what they want, is a scientific technocracy. That's the main problem. In fact, I believe Jay Dyer did a H.G. Wells New World Order book study where they talk about that's the future, is trying to implement a technocracy. And that's what Elon Musk's father was into. His grandfather, excuse me. He was arrested for it in Canada. His mom's doing fashion shoots with Beyonce. His dad owns an emerald mine. And neither him nor his father, they couldn't pull out of a garage. Let me tell you something. Elon's father just had a child. He's 76 with a 35-year-old girl. And worse yet, it was his stepdaughter. That's right. And of course, Elon and his father supposedly don't get along. I think it's two peas in a pod, if you ask me. Anyway, why is Elon going with this X thing? Well, he's having babies with Grimes, who she's a whole different can of worms. And their boy, the first one, was named X. The full name is X-I-X-E, and the daughter's name is Y, or Exa Dark Side Real. Anyways, they said that they named their son X because it stands for the unknown variable. So that's probably the answer why he's obsessed with the letter X, like you see in SpaceX, and now Twitter is X.com or whatever they want to do. My theory, my conspiracy theory, is that all of this is him using occult practices, whether he knows it or not. Maybe he's being influenced by this to do this, to try to become God. They insist on man becoming God. That's what these elites want. So there you go. Check out the blog post. I'll put the link in the show notes for the Decoding Illuminati Symbolism Mark of the Beast if you want to go deeper. And another plug, it's not too late to join all the supporter feeds, because you're going to get in on the Twin Peaks Grey Lodge series. We knocked out the cast and crew and the primer and the pilot, and I believe we did season one, episode one, which we tied into James Selby Downard, and we're already blowing open all kinds of wild ideas about what's going on with this show. Join me on any of the supporter feeds. Links are in the show notes. The most popular one is patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. The cheapest one will be IlluminatiWatcher.com's VIP section. Just hit the VIP tab up top. You can go on Rockfin and join up for my thing, or what's the other one? Apple. I got the Apple Premium deal. That's the easiest one. You just click the button, you're in. Links are always in the show notes. Till next time, stay woke.